This is WordPress Weekly, your source for the latest news, plugins, and interviews with influential leaders in the WordPress community. Here's your hosts, Jeff Chandler and Marcus Couch.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 170 of WordPress Weekly for Wednesday, November 12th, 2014. I am your host, Jeff Chandler, joined by Marcus Couch. And Marcus,
Hello, what's up this week?
Oh, it's getting cold here in Southern California. I think we actually hit 60 degrees.
So. Oh, my, that's so cold.
Polar vortex, baby. We're gutting it out.
Okay, wow, that's so cold. And, you know, yesterday it was 62 here. Today it was 30.
Nice.
Try that on for a change.
I have, and that's why I moved here.
So this is a pretty cool episode. In last week's episode, in 169, for the heck of it, we put out a call to action. And the call to action was that if you listen to this show, to stop whatever you were doing and whenever you had an opportunity to send me an email to just say hi, to let me know you're listening to the show. And it was interesting. Some of them, I received a few immediately, and then the next day I received a few, and then a few days later we received a few. So it was pretty cool. Between last Wednesday and this Wednesday, I probably received an email probably every day, at least one or two of them. So it's really cool. We actually had quite a few people participate in our call to action. And what we're going to do is go through we're going to give everybody a shout out. You know, since they took the time to contact us, let us know what they think about the show. I'm going to go down the list here and just give everyone a shout out. But before we do that, Marcus, now that we're in the beginning of the show and we know that people listen to us and do as we say, what would we like for them to do next?
iTunes reviews. We got one out of it, but we would love you if you would absolutely just take a few minutes and summarize exactly what it is that you like about the show, dislike about the show, give your honest review and honest rating. You know, Jeff has been doing this show quite a long time, many more episodes than I've been on board, and yet we've got one iTunes review in the last week. So it does help with ratings. It helps with the rankings as far as people that just type in WordPress in the iTunes store and want to see what's out there. I have the fortune of being on a podcast that's within one of the top three already, which is WordPress Plugins A to Z, and we'd love to get WordPress Weekly right up there next to it. So if you could just take a few minutes of your time and give us a review on iTunes, no matter where you are in the world, we would greatly appreciate that.
Exactly. And, you know, speaking of iTunes reviews, I had to create a new iTunes area for the show, and the previous one had quite a few reviews on it, quite a few 3, 4, 5-star reviews on iTunes. So I guess in the process of creating a new area or new submission, a new page for the show on iTunes, I actually lost all those reviews. So yeah, if you could help us out and get those iTunes rolling in, that would be very much appreciated. And they don't have to be 5 stars. I want you to be honest. I want you to tell us exactly what you think and give us some feedback right there on the review page.
Yep, absolutely. We want to hear from everybody out there. So if you enjoy the show, please take just a few minutes. If you consume it with iTunes, and even if you don't and you have an iTunes account, we'd really appreciate it if you could just take a few minutes.
So why don't we go through this list of shout-outs here? This is pretty cool. That we've never done this before on the show. So let's start off with Deborah, who contacted us from WordCamp Raleigh this past weekend, and she simply says she loves us. So thank you, Deborah. We love you as well. Thanks for listening to us. And Marcus, why don't you tell us about Greg, who listened to episode 169 in his car on the way home.
Okay. He said, basically, the show fills up the time it takes to drive home, and he also gave us a 5-star rating on iTunes. Here's his review. He titles it, "Where Everybody Knows Your Name."
I hope it's not copyrighted.
I hope not either. That's the down-to-earth, friendly atmosphere you'd expect at your neighborhood tavern, right? That's the feeling you get from WordPress Weekly with host Jeff Chandler from WP Tavern and Marcus Couch. The show is very reliable and dependable. bringing you the latest WordPress news each week in a style that would be like you are having a chat with your favorite beverage, talking about WordPress with some friends. Good work, guys, and thanks for your efforts.
So I want to say thanks, Greg, for taking the time out of your schedule to write that review. And I also want to say that that actually is a great way to surmise what this show is all about. I mean, what his review, in essence, is what WordPress Weekly is all about. That's how I started it. That's pretty much the sense of why I founded WP Tavern in the first place, is to just have, you know, a friendly neighborhood tavern where everybody gets together, chats, has a brewski or two, and hopefully I'm not cleaning up broken glass at the end of the night, but, you know, occasionally fights break out. But over the past few years, the tavern, WP Tavern, has been one of the friendliest places within the WordPress community to have discussions and to talk about things that maybe you couldn't get away with talking about in other places. So I just want to say thanks, Greg, and I'm ecstatic to realize that he pretty much nailed it, what I'm trying to do here on this show and both on the tavern.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been paying off. And I think the other magic behind, you know, not only WordPress Weekly, but the tavern, is that we're not trying to sell anybody anything.
No, we're not. I don't have anything to sell. But even if I did, I would not use the show to sell.
Right. Yep, that's right. And I do have things to sell, but I don't talk about them.
So Joan makes the living from WordPress and loves the show. He also dropped a tidbit that he's helping to organize WordCamp Barcelona. So a listener from the other side of the world. That was pretty cool to hear from Joan. And Joel loves the show, contacted us from Melbourne, Australia. So nice. I know we have a couple listeners from down under, and Joel is one of them. So thanks for listening to the show. And Marcus, how about Paul from Denver?
Paul from Denver. Where are you, Paul? Okay. Boy, there's a whole list here. Paul from Denver, thanks us for putting the show together. Well, that's no problem. Zach said he appreciates the show and said he would give us a 5-star review with no reward required. Well, that's good, because we don't really have one.
Now, in the previous episode, you were offering kidneys, body parts.
Yeah.
Money. I think we've established by now you can keep all your body parts. You don't need to. You can live. We I need you for the next. Yeah. At least couple of episodes, maybe a couple hundred episodes. So we don't need you to give away body parts to get 5-star reviews.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate it. Zach, we're looking forward to your review and reading that on a future show.
And Keith from Ohio, that's where I'm from. That's where I live. Says he's glad Marcus is on the show and listens to the show every week. Now, I'm still trying to determine if Keith is Marcus behind a proxy, but so far it actually looks like that's a legitimate comment.
Yes, I assure you it is not me.
So, Anne says she doesn't listen to the show live but enjoys the show as well as the content on WP Tavern. Thank you very much. Yes. Jerome of slipanddap.com says hi. Hello, Jerome.
Hi.
And Kyle Maurer in the Grand Rapids area, I've seen him and talked to him numerous times at various work camps, sent us a shout-out and says that WordPress Weekly is one of his favorite podcasts. I also wanted to send a shout-out for all of our listeners to check out his WordPress podcast, which is WP Roundtable. So
yes.
It's a podcast that generally has 3 to 4 people on, and they talk about a series of different topics or sometimes just one topic, and it's actually a very good show, and I think they're up to about 30 episodes or more,
I'm going to be on that show next Monday.
Well, there you go. Here we go. I mean, I rolled that promo indie. I mean, that was perfect.
I did not encourage Kyle for his shout-out, but I remember we met him at WordCamp San Francisco, which was very cool, and we had a great time with Kyle.
And what will you be speaking? What will be the subject next week on WP Roundtable?
WordPress plugins, probably. What else? I mean, you know, that's my thing.
I mean, what else do you know?
Yeah, nothing.
I wouldn't say that much. Matt from Southeast PA near the Philadelphia area listened to episode 169 on his morning walk. So that's pretty cool. Glad he didn't get attacked by a dog.
Yes.
A different Paul listened to us from the UK and loves
that
the show.
That Paul. Okay.
Yes, that Paul. And he says, Clef has changed his life, making WordPress more secure. What do you think about that?
I don't know why he lumped me into that, but okay. I'm glad that the plugin has helped you.
And Frederick Soon of WPExpert.ca loves the show with Marcus.
And are you on the show too, Jeff? I didn't know.
And listens to us from Ottawa.
Canada, wow. Yeah.
So we have a couple of listeners in the Great White North.
Thanks, Frederick.
OJ from Front Funk Media recently came across the show and plans on catching up by listening to previous episodes.
Hopefully only the ones on.
Yeah, only played. Sure. I'm going to start doing a rib shot now after every time you talk. But OJ, there's a excellent backlog of content, and I highly encourage you. I think you're really going to enjoy some of the episodes in the backlog, especially some of the roundtables. And we've had some great guests on this show within the history of the podcast, so I think you'll be in for quite an experience.
Mm-hmm.
And Marcus, how about Lee from USA Talk Network?
Lee emailed us and offered a tip. Never sound uncertain. You're the expert, and that's why people listen to your show. A better way to ask would be, we get emails from our listeners all the time, and we would love to hear from you. Ask us a question or make a comment on what we talked about in this show.
So the reason why I had you write that one is because it sounds exactly like something you would tell me.
It's something I do tell you after every show, every week.
So Lee from USA Talk Network is a radio or podcasting coach. He's been in the business for a long time, and he offered me that tip as well as several others. And I'm going to have to – I think I'll listen to Lee instead of you.
Well, just implement what I tell you, and you'd probably be on the right path.
Well, I don't know about that, but so that wraps it up for the shout-outs edition of WordPress Weekly. Again, thank you for everybody for just stopping what you were doing or just hitting the email button just to either say hi or to tell us what you think about the show.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. And if you can, again, do us a favor. Go on iTunes. Give us a review. Honest review what you think of the show. And we appreciate that.
Yep, completely. Thank you.
Okay, so we got a couple of different segments here. I have a little soapbox rant that I'm going to do on the show, and we're going to talk about a few of the WordPress stories of the week. Originally, our guest was Sean Hesketh, but he's under the weather, so I've rescheduled him for next Wednesday. He's the founder of WP 101. So we'll get with him quite possibly next Wednesday. And Sean, if you're listening, get well, buddy. Being sick is no good.
Yeah, completely. Get well soon, my man.
So, Marcus, I have a little bit of a rant that I want to talk about. And for listeners of the show, I'll apologize up front because some of this is a little bit of inside baseball. But it's happened for so long now in the WordPress community that I just felt the need now to sort of address it. And at the very least, I'll feel better now that I've said something about it on the show. And perhaps I'll write a post about it in more detail at a later date, but it has to do with this thing called WP Drama, which, ironically enough, we use Google Hangouts to do this show, and in the sound effects box, they have a sound effects labeled Drama, so here it is. Here we go. Oh, yes. On a dark and stormy night.
WordPress Drama.
Okay, here we go. So, yeah. Earlier this week, a story was published on WPTavern.com concerning LoopComp, and for those who don't know, LoopComp as a new developer-centric conference taking place in Las Vegas in May of next year. And the ticket prices, the early birds are $600, and the regular price tickets are $800. Now, this is the first WordPress-centric conference with ticket prices that high. So there was some discussion happening on Twitter. There were some people giving out some opinions or some tweets and things like that of the nature. And there was a story. The article was written by Sarah Gooding about LoopConf and some of the controversy surrounding the prices and the value and stuff of that nature. And she covered multiple angles and opinions people had of the ticket prices. Now, on Tuesday evening, so later on in the evening, there's a lot of discussion on Twitter surrounding the story to the point where it was labeled WP Drama. And the tavern was named as a usual suspect for the creation of WordPress Drama. And, you know, quite honestly, that there's no other way to say this except that really pissed me off. And what ensued was yet another example of Twitter not being the correct medium to hold a conversation which requires more than 140 characters.
Right.
What ends up happening on Twitter is you have a couple people who are expressing their opinions and their views. You have a couple other people that chime in on the conversation. Now all those usernames take up, maybe instead of 140 characters, you're down to maybe 70, or maybe you're down to 60. So it makes it incredibly difficult to find out, you know, where someone is coming from with a particular viewpoint or the thought process behind why it is what they're saying and why that is. The proper medium here, I think, would have been comments. You know, you and I have talked about, are comments going to go away? Are comments going to disappear? And yet this case illustrates, yet again, why comments are valuable. If I actually looked at the comment thread for this post, and it was great. There was a lot of great comments in there talking about value, talking about whether, you know, that there is no controversy surrounding these ticket prices, and you get to see why that is, because they had a couple of paragraphs to express their views and opinions, something you can't do on Twitter. And I just wanted to let people know that I'm proud of the work I do every day for WordPress Tavern, and I think the site is the best it's been since its creation. And I've heard from many people at WordCamps that agree with that viewpoint. And calling the site, calling WP Tavern a source of WP drama, to me is insulting, and it's a total disregard for the effort that goes into the work Sarah and I do on the site. We're doing our best to up the standards of the quality and the type of content that's on WordPress Tavern. We're creating content for readers. We're trying to keep everybody on tabs with what's going on. And sometimes the controversial topics or discussions that are interesting or that we feel are interesting or that maybe other people should be kept abreast of. So what's drama to some is an important issue to others. And I've always had, I have a very open mind, and I will always listen and interact with those that think a topic is important. And over the years, I've witnessed countless conversations, and mostly on Twitter, with topics and conversations of people get thrown under the rug with the WP drama label, and now anything that they were talking about is just considered drama, and nobody wants to have anything to do with it, when in fact there's probably some nuggets of information or some viewpoints in there that are important that we can glean from. So I'm just sort of making a request that maybe instead of labeling and grouping people, community issues and discussions into nothing more than drama, perhaps, you know, we should participate in the conversation using the correct medium, or just don't participate at all. I mean, I think it's pretty much that simple. And unfortunately, over the years, it's the same people that end up creating this rift, this WP drama. And if there's one thing that the tavern is not, that Sarah and I definitely do not do, I especially don't aim to do, is create rifts in the community, do anything about drama. You know, unlike some other websites in the past, WP Tavern does not write posts about this WordPress developer getting married to this WordPress developer, or, hey, look, it's someone's birthday, or, hey, look, this person just lost a mortgage on their house. The tavern, we don't participate in that, and I think the human element, that's where you get a lot of drama. But, you know, by and large, I'm proud of the work we do, and I think it's insulting to just label us as a drama site. I'd appreciate it if that would just stop, and let's just try and participate in the conversation and using the correct medium, that's all. And I don't think Twitter most of the time, it's definitely not the correct medium for those types of conversations.
And I'll just weigh in on this. First, I think it was of significant importance to the community as far as reporting this story. This is the first time that a WordPress conference has ever crossed this sort of financial threshold as far as the ticket price. Now, if this would have been maybe pitched or sold properly as far as the extravaganza and the value that you would get for this particular price, I don't think that there would be as much controversy around it. But that's to be said later. You know, I even with this price, I hope that I can attend it. I hope that I can, you know, see firsthand what it's all about, and perhaps it's worth that price tag. I've paid well more than just $800 to see, you know, affiliate conferences and Commission Junction University, and then, you know, those are like $1,500 for a 2-day event at one place. So it's not unheard of, certainly. Certain social media conferences and things are upwards of, you know, $1,500 for those as well. So it really depends on the value. And I think maybe if it was conveyed as to, it's not just like WordCamp speakers, this, you know, we're going to really dive deep into this in a way that you've never seen before. This is a conference that's being taken, you know, to the next level as far as community participation and activities that happen within it. Great. Market it as such. And there probably won't be as such controversy within Twitter and otherwise. And I want to address the drama label. It's just dismissive.
Yeah.
It's dismissive. It means really that your opinion doesn't matter.
That's that. What you just said there, that, I mean, bingo. I mean, if there's, do we have a sound effect? Yes. What you just said there is exactly how I feel when I see someone on Twitter, when I see these conversations taking place, and someone says, oh, look, we got some WP drama today, and I'm like, would you just look at it? Look at what's being discussed. Quit just shoving, you know, just brushing it off as WP drama. A lot of times, it's actually great conversation. People are, some of these things are important points, important issues that I think merit a discussion that maybe people should take part of, but for whatever reason, a lot of people just, they don't want to get involved, and oh, it's just more drama. But you said it exactly. It's dismissive.
And there have been many, many instances that just even come top of mind to myself that I've seen you talk, you know, through WP Tavern about plugins and things and wonder why they're not GPL. And then that engages comments and discussions actually from the developers and the authors. And then lo and behold, guess what? It ends up being GPL. So good things come out of those conversations.
Oh, GPL. Here comes the GPL drama.
I don't care.
There was an open source license. We should work on that. So that's pretty much my rant. And Marcus, going back to your thoughts on LoopConf, I listened to Dragcast today with Dre Armada, and they had Jay Fon, and one of the topics of discussion was LoopConf and the R post. And essentially, one of the controversial, well, if you want, I think it was a little bit controversial tweets, was by Brad, essentially talking about, he basically, if I had the article in front of me, but it was basically like, the conference was $800. Congratulations, you've just priced out 90% of the WordPress community.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to Brad go into more context on the show about what he was talking about, and he basically said that based on the information that was available, he couldn't understand the value for what that, you know, what were people going to get for the $800 ticket prices, and that's basically where that tweet came from. And I guess he had a conversation with Ryan before Dragcast, and Ryan ended up giving him some more explanations, some details, and now, you know, it makes sense for Brad as to why those ticket prices are $800 and how that price would be justified. And I think, and even Brad suggested that had it been marketed better, and I think even Ryan admitted that one of the mistakes they've made with LoopConf is not putting out all the information first, which shows you exactly why and what you're going to get for that $800.
Right. So here's the deal. Like the last affiliate summit that I went to, here's the value that I got for my ticket price. Yeah, you're going to have the Saturday night party, and Flava Flav is going to be the DJ. And then on the expo floor all weekend is Hulk Hogan, so you can get your picture taken with him. It's like, yeah, okay, that's a little value add to me. That's pretty cool. You know, all the parties, all the different stuff that's going on. But, you know, that's in Vegas. So I did not hear Brad's evaluation, but it's good to hear that, you know, we're kind of on the same page on that. Mm-hmm. Did he get labeled as drama cast after that? I doubt it.
No, he did not.
Okay.
No, he did not. Nope. Just us. Just a tavern. Drama. So that's all I had to say. I feel a lot better now. Usually I don't do those type of soapbox rants on the show, and I realize that's a little bit of inside baseball, but sometimes I have to let it out. I have to let it out in order to feel better, and I feel better now. So, Marcus, let's get into some of the stories, the other stories.
Right.
And let's start off with WooConf. Speaking mm-hmm. of conferences, WooConf, the first ever conference dedicated to WooCommerce, has been deemed a success. It was the first conference dedicated to WooCommerce, and it took place in San Francisco. It had over 300 attendees, and they all came there to learn about, of course, WooCommerce and e-commerce in general. And I've read a number of experiences that people have published online, like from Torque Mag, Tony Perez, Bob Dunn, SkyVerge, and Prosperous. And just about everybody that attended the event said it was fantastic. Some people even said it's one of the best WordPress conferences they've been to. So I just wanted to say hats off to Mark Forrester, co-founder of WooThemes, and everyone that helped put that event together. It looks like it was an outstanding success, and I can't see how they're not going to do another event in 2015.
Did they record that?
So that's one of the things I tried to find out, and Mark Forrester did confirm on Twitter that the recessions were recorded, and he said that sometime this week or next, they'll start publishing the videos either on the WooConf site or on WooThemes.com itself.
For free?
Yes, for free.
Nice. Good and job. Thank you.
The one video I'm looking forward to is the one by Mark Forrester called State of the Woo. So,
nice.
So Matt Mulloway has State of the Word, Mark Forrester has State of the Woo. And in there, he shows previews of what's to come in future iterations of WooCommerce, and I believe he goes over some market share numbers and things of that nature. So that's all the tidbits that someone like me would be really interested in. And also, congratulations, because the day before WooCommerce hit 5 million downloads on the WordPress plugin directory. So that's awesome. That's pretty cool.
Very cool. Yeah, I wish I could have gone to that, but I couldn't stay in San Francisco for, you know, an extra 2 weeks. That's too much. But I'm so happy that they're putting them online as far as the sessions. That's great. I can't wait for that. I'm a recent convert into WooCommerce. I would say within the last 8 months, as far as full implementation. It's a tricky little sucker, I'll tell you that, but it's definitely fun when it's working right.
So I believe though this will turn into an annual event, and I wonder the first I know Cape Town, South Africa is where WooThemes is based out of headquartered, I believe. And this was held in San Francisco, California, so not the first ever WooConf was held not in their, you know, headquarters where they're based. They're in San Francisco. So I can totally see WooConf being an annual event and traveling to different cities or even different continents. Who knows?
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd like to go to South Africa for that. That'd be fun.
But I think it's awesome that 300 people traveled from all over to come to a conference for just this particular plugin, WooCommerce. I think that says something. I think I think it sets the stage for possibly having other WordPress-centric conferences around a particular plugin. And I wonder, just taking a look at the WordPress plugin directory, You think we'll have like a jetpack conference or something like that? What other?
I don't know. Maybe we're gonna have maybe Hello Dolly Con one of these days.
Oh man, that would be. Yeah, I got to get on this, man. But what other plugins do you think? Just looking at the top most popular ones, do you think make sense for having a conference on?
Maybe Yoast, like YoastCon. That'd be like an SEO WordPress hybrid.
Well, okay, yeah, I could see that.
Okay, then you got SecureCon, right? So
all about security.
15% of the names of all these, in case any of you people steal it and use it. I'm talking to you, Ryan Immel. There could be anything. It could be you could have like MobileCon, where you're just talking about mobile development within WordPress apps. I mean, that's coming, right? Matt talked all about it.
MobileCon. That would be pretty cool. I mean, but how would you give that a WordPress meaning? WordPress MobileCon or something like that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Like WP Mobile something Expo. WP
Mobile, and that's the name of the conference, and where it's all things WordPress and mobile.
Well, no, only WordPress Mobile.
Or
that's
only
it.
WordPress Mobile. Okie dokie.
Right. So from the development standpoint, how do you do it? The guys at AppPressor, and I forget the name of the new thing that they got coming out, but
Reactor.
Reactor. They'd be all over that. There's a couple other ones that would be all over that. What about somebody like ThemeForest putting out ThemeCon? Or it's just a theme, a theme conference.
Potentially.
I almost want to say
they've done some sort of conference before, but maybe not.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
But come on,
VitoCon.
Yeah, or we forget the most famous one that I could totally be, I could give state of the plug, which would be PlugCon.
I don't like the name of that one. I don't like that. I think it's don't like that at all.
The Plugin Expo.
Quite possibly.
Okay, come on. I'm in. I'm the man.
And, Plugins A to Z Con.
Well, okay, but.
Okay, I'm going a little too far though. I'm stepping on your shoes.
Yeah, you got my branding involved here. Now that's we got to back off a little bit.
So Mark Gibbs, who writes for Network World, published an article on how Ghost, the Ghost publishing platform, may one day scare WordPress off as the top publishing platform. And within the article, Gibbs has some valid arguments about WordPress, such as plugins that don't integrate with the menu system in a consistent way, incompatible themes, and some complaints about the post editor. However, I don't think WordPress has anything to fear concerning Ghost right now. And I did a very... pretty much thorough comparison between some of the most liked features of Ghost, and one of them is the post editor experience. So in Ghost, you have essentially one editor split in the middle. On the left, you have sort of like your where you would put your content using Markdown, and on the right, you get to see what it is your content looks like as you're creating it. Well. That's nice and all, and I'm not the biggest fan of MarkPress. I don't write content in MarkPress because it's just a new syntax. I don't want to learn it. I'd rather stick with something where I could use keyboard shortcuts. As long as it has keyboard shortcuts with whatever editor I'm using, that's fine with me. But the editor in WordPress has gone through so many improvements, especially the visual editor with live previews of embeds, the different enhancements with the window, the sticky toolbar, the media, how it handles media, which there's still quite a bit of room for improvement with how media is handled in the visual editor. But for the most part, I like it. It's actually become the de facto standard of how I write content. And now when you add in support from if a theme adds support for something called editorstyle.css, which allows you to do a custom style sheet for the TinyMC for the visual post editor in WordPress so that you can see content in the visual editor exactly how it would look like in the front end, now you just sort of, you don't need a split editor or anything. You have one editor, and you can see pretty much what you see is what you get thanks to that editor style CSS file So I think on par, the WordPress editor right now is better than what Ghost has.
Yeah. I've tried Ghost. Let me just save some listeners out there a little bit of time. My two-word review of Ghost, it sucks.
Oh, geez, I was hoping you wouldn't say that. What? Well, okay. Well, that's your... Where is it? Yes.
Don't waste your time.
All right. Well, yeah. that's a pretty upfront review. So now you have to qualify that with why.
It's, hey man, you know, I'm sure I could drive to work every day, on a clunky bicycle with half flat tires and claim it's more efficient than a combustion engine, but it just doesn't get me there the way I need to go. And there's no other extensions built into it that allow for, you know, huge robust e-commerce out of the gate. It doesn't have, you know, cool things like gravity and all that hooked into it. I've tried it. I've tried them all. And I'm sorry, but give it up. Just start making WordPress plugins.
So the other feature that people went gaga over was the Ghost dashboard, seeing the concept images for what the dashboard would look like in Ghost on the Kickstarter page excited a lot of people. I was actually very surprised to discover that to this day, Ghost does not have a dashboard. So WordPress wins that one by default because we have a dashboard, even though it could use some improvement. But they plan on introducing a dashboard at some point with Ghost, and I have no idea if it's going to look or act like how it was advertised within the screenshots. So I found that to be pretty crazy. And last but not least, the third party. And Marcus, you hinted on this. Now, Gibbs highlights in his article that there's a number of third-party themes for Ghost, and the number continues to increase. But with WordPress being 10 years old, and we have the WordPress theme directory, we've got a plugin directory, there's over 33,000 plugins, there's probably over 7,000, 8,000 themes by now in the directory. WordPress has 10 years, at least over 10 years of third-party development work on it. It has a robust, huge third-party ecosystem and community. And I think with all that added up, especially the third-party, it's going to take Ghost a long time before it finds footing. And it's not that I don't think Ghost will be successful, because it certainly could be for those who are looking for a frictionless, easy experience for just publishing stuff. Do you want everything out of the way? Ghost seems to deliver that rather well. But in terms of WordPress, I just don't see Ghost ever reaching 20% of the web. No, I just don't see that.
Ghost isn't even going to reach 0.2% of the web. It's nothing. It's
jeez.
No, it's a waste. I don't even know why we're talking about it on the show. It's like, it's such a... I mean, look, I can get the same stupid functionality with Notepad on a local dev server. Give me a break.
Well, and there you have it, folks. Ghost in 3 seconds by Marcus Couch.
Yeah, give me a break.
Give me a break. Okay, well, there you have it. So, anyways, WordPress has nothing to be afraid of. Not now and not for the foreseeable future, and that's that. So, a friendly gentleman we've had on the show a couple of times, I love him when he's on the show, John James Jacoby, he has launched an Indiegogo crowdfunding campaign to fund BuddyPress, BBPress, and GlotPress development. So he has launched an Indiegogo campaign with the goal of raising $50,000 to fund 6 months of full-time work on all three of those projects. And one of the things I love that he said, and Sarah Gooding wrote this article, is that, quote, WordPress is more community than software, yet the software that powers the community has nobody working on it full-time, end quote. And Jacoby said, I want to change this. I think that's fantastic, and he's right on with that.
Yeah.
At this point, his crowdfunding campaign is 36% funded, so he's at $18,240 of his 50K goal with 29 days left. I'm gonna say it right now. he's going to surpass the $50,000 goal just because of who he is, what he means to the community, and I think there's a lot of people out there that really want to see him go full time on all three of those projects.
Totally, because I'm not going to say it sucks too, but it needs a lot of work. There's a lot of opportunities for improvement in that. So please contribute heavily so that John James Jacoby can do this as best he can.
So this brings up an interesting discussion, and I think you and I have talked about this before, where certain plugin authors have funded development of plugins through putting price lists. This feature costs this much, and when a certain amount of people donate to it, or whoever donates to it, whenever I reach this amount, okay, I'm going to develop this feature for the software. This is a different concept. Jacoby is pretty much saying, hey, if here's an idea, if you really want me to work on this, let's get everybody together so you could pay my salary and pay them more. He actually lists in the campaign that the money would go towards loan payments, mortgage payments, anything, just all the stuff, so that it allows him to get all that stuff out of the way. He doesn't have to worry about it, and he can concentrate on working on those projects. Is this, you know, we talk about open source software doesn't have to be free, but for the most part it is. A lot of development comes from people in their spare time. They're fixing or scratching itches that they have, or squashing bugs, or maybe adding features that they want to see the software have. And all of that stuff, for the most part, is free. At some point, though, it always – somebody's got to be making a buck. Somebody has to be – it all comes down to money. And I just wonder if in the future, is this – are we going to see a lot more of – is this going to be the way open source software development moves, where somebody's just going to have to fund development of this stuff?
You know, Jeff, I'm glad you mentioned that. It's time to announce, ladies and gentlemen, that Jeff and I are now announcing our crowdfunding campaign for doing the show from the Grand Cayman Islands.
Oh, man,
20
really?
Grand for that, so fork it up.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I'm starting to look a little tan. Now I know why.
No, I'm teasing about that, but I think it's a great idea because it's not going to come from anywhere else but the community. Where are you going to get the Microsoft? Here's a grant to further Buddy Press. Come on.
Oh, and by the way, can you add all these things that we would really
yeah.
So that's one feature of doing it this way, is it allows him to remain impartial to any particular company or organization so that they're not influencing what he's actually developing on any of those projects.
That's right. That's right. So it's an independent, outside the box, outside a traditional development environment. And that's the way this has to go. And when we say democratize publishing, well, we also have to democratize development too. And the best way to do that is with our pockets.
Exactly. So all the best of luck to J-Trip or Triple J. But I have no worries. I think he's going to surpass $50,000 easily. And then all three of those projects are just going to be awesome.
I can't wait, because there's so many things I want to integrate that into, but won't, because it's not ready for prime time as far as look and feel for the common Facebook-type cattle user of social networking.
So yesterday was Veterans Day here in the U.S. and some other parts of the world. I think it was Armistice Day. And typically during this day of the year, gives Americans a chance to pause and say thank you to and remember current serving military personnel and past military personnel, veterans of the military. And I came across, there's a really cool nonprofit organization created by James Dahlman, who has worked in the freelancing world of WordPress for, well, not 28 years. I mean, he's been doing freelancing for 28 years, but over that course of time, he's been involved with iThemes and several other WordPress-based businesses. But now he's sort of doing this organization full-time. So it's called Happy Joe, and Happy Joe uses WordPress to train and help veterans find careers in web technology. So it's really cool. The mission of Happy Joe is to help U.S. veterans with entrepreneurship and employment opportunities. So training initiatives prepare veterans not only for a career in the industry, but also provide the skills necessary to start their own businesses. And most of the team behind the organization is either in active duty or has previous military experience. And basically, the organization wants to give back to veterans, but in a measurable way that has a that has a deep impact with veterans. So, it's very one of the toughest things that a veteran can do after they've retired or have been honorably discharged from active duty is to actually re-enter the workforce in the United States of America. And why that is, I don't know, because I would figure that those people are highly skilled, they're disciplined, and probably are good would make a good employee in for most businesses. But for whatever reason, there's a lot of unemployed veterans out there. So Happy Joe is working with at least a dozen of them, but they need funding. I asked James Dahman what the most important thing is. What's the most impactful way people can contribute to the organization? And it is financial support. And companies even like iThemes and Automatic have pledged their support for the foundation, which is awesome and a vote of confidence for what James is doing. And so just kudos to James, and I hope that one day we can have him on the show because I'd love to learn more about his organization. I think it's wonderful and just a great thing he's doing for the veterans of this particular country.
Absolutely, and Jeff, I know I speak for you as well when I just want to say again, even though it's a little belated, but thank you to all the veterans out there. Thanks for your service. For me personally, my dad, thank you for your service and some other family members as well. And concerning Happy Joe, it's a great cause, and I welcome anybody to contribute as much as they can to something like this. Not only, you know, there are a lot of people that are disabled because of their service, and WordPress is one of these things that allows them to still earn a living and do something that matters to their family and to their own self-worth when they can create something and maintain something for a client and actually run a business on their own despite the disadvantages that have been dealt their way. So thanks to all the crew over at Happy Joe and the rest of you out there. I hope that you'll help support that effort as well.
And let's not forget that WordPress can be seen as a gateway. If you start doing training and start learning about WordPress, eventually you're probably going to learn about PHP, CSS, JavaScript, all of the different languages that encompass most of what the web is built on. So if you start learning WordPress and you start picking up all those other valuable skills, it really opens up a lot of doors and opportunities for veterans in terms of either doing contract work or opening up their own business or actually being an employee of any one of these several WordPress companies that exist out there.
Yes, and it's not gender specific as far as requirement either. So both men and women who have served and veterans can do this. This is for you. You got this. So I encourage all of you, you know, recent vets out there to maybe give WordPress a shot. Maybe this is the first time you've heard this podcast and want to get to know WordPress? Well, this is your way in. This is your gateway, as Jeff said.
So if you're interested in contributing to the organization to give financial support, please visit happyjoe.org, and then you'll find the donation link on the page. And remember, it's a 501c3 nonprofit organization, which means donations are tax deductible, and 100% of public donations and contributions go directly to helping the veterans Happy Joe works with. So sometimes a lot of people question where their money is going and how it's working. All of the money here none of it goes towards operating expenses. All of it goes towards funding and training of the veterans, which is most awesome to see.
Yeah, that's great. So I wish them all the best in their fundraising drives. And again, I encourage everyone in the community to participate in that as well.
So that wraps it up for the news of the week. And before we get out of here, as per tradition, Marcus, why don't you end the show with your plug and picks of the week?
Oh, yeah. Well, we've got one that's really nice. It is called Google Web Font Optimizer. Now, Jeff, there are a lot of different themes out there and even specific plugins themselves that try and embed Google fonts just to make them display better. Now, it's pretty cool because Google Fonts, unlike a little while back, now allows you to request multiple instances of Google Fonts on the same web page. The problem is that makes it a lot slower. Even though it communicates to Google and renders all of the fonts, it does it in multiple requests. So this plugin actually kind of condenses all of those requests into one. And I tried it on a website that was pretty graphically intensive, and it was about a second differential as far as the load time after using Google Web Font Optimizer. So I highly recommend this. If Web Font Web Fonts is something that you have employed on your site, and maybe you have a lot of other plugins like sliders or like Layer Slider or Revolution Slider are amongst them, you probably would like to use a plugin like this to really hone down the load time on your site.
No, you could do it. There's another con, Opticon or OptimizeCon.
That's right.
Where there's, you know, this I'm not too technically sound with all this, but I've read my fair share of techniques and articles about optimization, and it's insane the nuances that are involved with half a second, milliseconds of optimizing the page. It's pretty incredible all the minute things you can do to increase the speed of a page.
And that actually helps a couple of things. When you've got a better page load time, your ads actually get cheaper with Google AdWords because you've got a better quality score on the page.
And you get people are more likely not to just exit out of the page and leave because it's taking too long as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a page that loads blindingly fast, you're like, wow, let's cruise around this place for a little while, you know? Absolutely. Okay, the next one, our pal Matt Medeiros with Slocum Themes put out Note.
Slocum Studio.
Well, this is from Slocum Themes. Go check the repository, my man. Do your homework.
All right.
It is a simple and easy to use widget for editing little bits of text right in the front end. So it's a little widget customizer. I can't tell you how many times I've been in the back end widget editor and I do a change and then I've got to go back and load the site again to see what it looks like, make sure that it renders cool. This way, it's not like that. You actually get to do kind of a mini post editor that lets you do markup and bolding and all that kind of stuff and do all your formatting right there on the front end and see exactly what it's going to look like in the theme. So it's a great job. Matt did a great job directing this whole thing. And I'm going to be using Note on a number of different sites that I own.
So I actually wrote a review of this on the Tavern the other day when it was released. And unbeknownst to me, for whatever reason, I've been actually going into the WordPress backend to change the content in my text widgets. I did not realize you can change the content in widgets via the customizer. So I learned that. But with the text widget that you get in WordPress, you have to you have to do it from the customizer area, and then you have to manually add HTML tags to style the content. Well, what Note does is you can add the Note widget, but you can add content as if the widget was on the front end of your site. So you get to see in actual what you see is what you get, and you can actually, there's a little toolbar. If you highlight text, you see a toolbar, so you can bold or italicize fonts, move things around. So it's actually a really cool way of sort of getting that front end look of editing text widgets. And I've suggested a couple of improvements, such as when you add a title to a Note widget, it does not inherit the widget, the look and feel of a normal widget in WordPress. And I've suggested that for them to fix that, because to me, it looked to me like something was broken or something wasn't being inherited correctly.
That should be like just a checkbox, inherit theme styles.
Yes, or I think they're going to work on just adding an option to where you can either show or hide the actual widget title, which will probably trigger or not trigger that area of the widget. But overall, they're working on a couple different things. I also added the suggestion. Right now, you can't add media from the toolbar. You can't just simply click a button and add an image into the widget. So I added that as a suggestion, so maybe we'll see that in the future. But one of the comments on the article said that this is how text widgets should be in WordPress by default. So I think with that kind of feedback, I think Matt's on the right track with Note.
He really is. I haven't, you know, the one thing I didn't try in it was short codes. Did you try that?
Oh, I did. I did not try short codes.
Darn. Well, either way, there's other plugins called Short Codes Anywhere that would make it work, even if it didn't have it. So, cool. Well, that's Note. Last one is pretty nice. It's called BAW Login Logout Menu. And with this plugin, you can add a kind of an auto switch where you just kind of click log in or log out. And it's a lot different because you can add it right to the menu itself, which is really nice. It's not like that meta thing that you typically would have in the sidebar. So this is kind of like one of those pro site things, Jeff. This is really some cool functionality that we didn't really have in this kind of one-click style before.
Nice. I'm sure that'll come in handy for a few folks out there.
Yeah, definitely. And one other thing is if you want to set a redirection page somewhere else for the login, logout, like logout is, you know, go to a page that says, hey, thanks, you're logged out, all that. It has that built-in functionality too. So it's really cool. Free plugin that anybody can use if there's more than one person that logs in and out to your site. This is a great plugin to try.
I can see this being used as an April Fool's plugin by redirecting people that log in and log out to somewhere else. Of course, you probably would not want to do that, but you know, that's the mischievous part of me thinking about this plugin.
No comment. I only review functionality.
Excellent. So that's going to do it for this week's edition of WordPress Weekly. Hopefully my rant or comment doesn't create drama. So you can find show notes for this episode and all previous episodes on wptavern.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Jeffro, JeffrZero. And Marcus, how about yourself?
You can head on over to my website, MarcusCouch.com, and I've got a brand new kind of WordPress entrepreneur newsletter I just started over there. So if you want to sign up for that, head on over to MarcusCouch.com. And you can also follow me on Twitter at MarcusCouch.
Excelente. So until next week, our plan is to have Sean Hesketh on from WPU 101. Hopefully he's feeling better. If not, then we'll just do what we usually do, play sounds and make jokes and giggle like little kids about WordPress news. So until next week, have a safe and enjoyable weekend, everyone.